went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way would be to stop into that address, 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, Suite 404 of Building 400. If you don't stop in, then I guess the other two ways would be you could call me directly on my cell phone. I give you my cell phone number so that you can actually call me and get your questions answered, have a conversation, gain some understandings, and learn what you should be doing to help yourself be healthy. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and I'm the kind of doctor that wants to be available for my patients, not hide from my patients with a wall of insurance minutiae. So I would love for you to call me if you have a question, if you have a concern. My phone number to my cell, which is the one that I will be answering, is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you don't want to call me on the phone, please don't text me because that phone does not receive text. But if you do want to do the texting mentality, you can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. And whether you see me in person, call me on the phone, or send me an email, either way, I would like to help you with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Again, this show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And my hope is that your health should always matter. It's your number one asset. Because if you can't get out of bed in the morning, then what's the point of living? And the man that helps me do this each week, for the most part, He took a two-month hiatus. I believe he went over to Thailand area, Malaysia, and spent some time over there doing some studying and recuperation for himself and practicing his Tai Chi and learning from the mother energy, if you will, of that philosophy in the world, etc. His name is Mark Saban. We're very glad that he's back. We've missed him. He's a father extraordinaire. He's a warm-hearted individual. He's an interfaith minister, and he's my friend. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome back.
Thanks. Well, it's great to be back with you, Doc Rick. You know, you're so interesting. You know, I did come back. I was overseas and had a pretty brilliant time over there. And I came back, and you were talking about the insurance issues, and I must have spent probably 5 hours on the phone yesterday dealing with insurance issues. So in all the hours that I was dealing with the insurance issues, trying to get it straightened out, nothing was done to help my health.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, to help your health, that would be true. I guess dealing with the 5 hours, and depending upon what level of stress it creates and what level of upset that it creates, it definitely affects your health. Just doesn't necessarily affect your health in a positive way.
Not in a positive way, no. And there's so much that we talk about each week that has to do with health. And today I wanted to talk to you in particular because we're in the wintery times here as we come out of the winter. And we talk about the water element. And there's so much that goes on with your health that just comes out of what you're eating. And when it comes to water and what's going on in the environment, which we certainly see a lot of issues going on, but the EPA is allowing more and more toxic chemicals that are just being found in your tap water, and that's kind of scary.
Well, it is definitely kind of scary, and that's, you know, we've had some issues with safe drinking waters and all of that, out in Flint, Michigan, et cetera.
Right.
It's like, okay, so there's laws and there's acts and there's other things that are put in place in an effort to make sure that we have quality drinking water. And the thing of it is it's getting scary. It's either not recognized based on the ignorance of the EPA, which I highly doubt, or it's designed in an effort to help people towards disease in an effort to keep the FDA, a sister organization of the EPA, thriving and powerful. And I've shared this with patients for at least the last 15 years. The visual that I give people is the fact that there's a big, big, big funnel out there. Mm-hmm. And the big funnel encompasses all of society. So all of society is in that funnel, and they're eventually going to get squirted out the bottom end of it. And the bottom end of it means that you have a full-blown disease, you have a health issue, and that you can't avoid the healthcare industry. You're not allowed to get out. And that's just the general mentality and the practices that I see. And so whether it's the water that we're drinking, whether it's the food that we're eating, whether it's the air that we're breathing, it's eventually going to lead somebody to having a health issue if you're reactive health practicing versus being proactive. And so our show is about being proactive so that people don't actually, we give them the analogy I gave one of my patients this morning was that I want you to be able to put on a pair of crampons. And if you've ever done any kind of snow work or ice work, you know, crampons, they're like little spikes that come out of the bottom of your shoes to give you traction in the ice. I'd like to give you some crampons so that you're not sliding down the funnel. You're actually able to gain some traction and delay getting spit out the other end when your life finally comes to an end.
Well, I mean, long before your life comes to an end, you want to be able to prevent yourself from ever getting sick in the first place. I mean, that would be the ultimate best outcome for you.
Absolutely.
But there's so many things that are going on, like I said, that in the environment. I mean, there are these new long chain chemicals that are being talked about. There are PFOAs and PFOSs, and these, which came about from the development of Teflon and fire retardants. And they're discovering that there's an enormous amount of these chemicals in drinking water, and they don't go out of your body.
No, they don't, and they've actually been linked to cancer, and that's a thing that's important to understand. You know, cancer is such a big moneymaker in this country, and cancer seems to be getting more widespread and becoming more, difficult to treat. And we're still doing the slash-and-burn technology to where we either cut it out or we try to burn it out using chemotherapy, et cetera. And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, why is this happening to so many widespread aspects of our population. Let's take a look at, well, what are we doing to ourselves? And, you know, personally, I feel that the stuff that we put into our water, you know, is making sure that we're going to end up having health issues. And so we want to drink, you know, quality water. We want to drink spring water. We want to drink mineral water. We want to drink artesian well water. We want to try to stay away from the purified waters. Why? Because they've been stripped of all of the nutrition that's there, designed by God in an effort to give people the opportunity to be healthy. And you know, we live in a sea of toxins. And you know, now that they're adding toxins, well, not now, but the fact that people are becoming aware that they've been adding toxins to our water for a number of years, you know, number of decades for that matter, it's very alarming.
Yeah, it is very alarming. Now, you said there are nutrients in water. You don't really think about water as having nutrients, do you? I mean, other than H2O.
Well, the average person doesn't, but, you know, the water that comes out of the ground that we pipe into our houses and that we get out of our taps and we drink, ideally, the way that nature produces it, the way that, dare I say, God produced it, is it's very, very high in a mineral content. And one of the chief minerals, one of the healthiest minerals for the body, is calcium bicarbonate. And calcium bicarbonate is the type of calcium that the body needs in order to be healthy. And it's found in drinking water.
Really?
That comes out of the ground. Now, your purified waters, your filtered waters, your irradiated waters, your reverse osmosis, your all the other different types of flavored waters, vitamin waters, all of those types of waters begin as purified water. And purified water means they strip all the nutrition out of the water to just make it be hydrogen with a couple of oxygens. And, you know, they'll add a little bit of salt in it to give it a mineral content that makes it have a fresh taste, is what I think the Coke or Pepsi water claims on the label. And at the end of the day, when you get rid of the calcium bicarbonate that's naturally found in the water, then you're no longer getting the calcium that God intended for us to have. Calcium bicarbonate is only stable in a liquid form. When you put it into the body, it's immediately converted over to calcium carbonate. You cleave off one of the carbonates, okay? So instead of it being a bicarbonate, now it's calcium carbonate, and it excretes the other calcium carbonate. So a lot of companies have looked at, well, what does the body get rid of? Well, the body gets rid of calcium carbonate, so they think that a good nutrient for the body is calcium carbonate, but that's a waste product. Mm-hmm. It's not a nutrient. Calcium bicarbonate is what the body needs, but calcium bicarbonate is only stable in a liquid form. So you can't take a supplement that's going to give you calcium bicarbonate.
So a pill wouldn't do it.
You can take a supplement called calcium lactate, which when is in the stomach and combines with the stomach acids, gets converted over to calcium bicarbonate.
Oh, interesting.
So you can get the precursor of calcium bicarbonate, or you can just drink calcium bicarbonate that's in the water that comes out of the ground, as long as man hasn't screwed with it.
Well, I mean, what about, you know, people take drink milk to get calcium. Is that the same kind of calcium?
Or no, it's not the same type of calcium. And I appreciate the question, Mark, because I know you know better, but I know that you're representing our audience, which is important. And the average listener would think, well, I drink milk. Isn't that giving me calcium? No, because they pasteurize and they homogenize it, which means they destroy the enzyme content that's in there that helps you absorb whatever's in the milk. And when they destroy the enzymes, then you don't get any value out of it. And that's why one of the reasons why people became lactose intolerant, because the enzyme is naturally in the milk, lactase. But if they destroy the enzyme lactase through the pasteurization and homogenization process, then now you're left with milk sugar with no enzyme to break it down. And if your body doesn't have enough of that, which more and more people are having an issue with because we're eating more and more processed, refined food, so the body can't build the things that it needs to be healthy, now you develop a lactose intolerance, and then you can't have dairy, and then you're not getting any calcium from your milk, but you weren't getting any calcium from your milk to begin with. You want to get calcium. Spinach is a great, great source of calcium. Almonds is a great, great source of calcium. Mineral water, artesian well water. I was at one of my patients' houses last night. She and her husband like to have me over for dinner once a month, and so I go over to their house, and she always gets me mineral water because we've had the conversation over the years, and she knows that this is the best type of water. So there's a Voss water, which is like, it looks like it's in a designer bottle. It doesn't come in your tradition. That's an artesian well water. And then the other type is Fiji. Fiji is another type of water. So it's interesting. I'm sitting there drinking the Voss water, and her husband, John, is drinking the Fiji water, and she's over there, and she's drinking her water, and but guess what? She goes through the trouble. Why? Because she knows how important it is for health, and she likes the camaraderie that we have, and she likes to pick my brain, and so she cooks me a dinner, and we chat, and we talk about health, and we talk about life. And it's interesting because last night she was watching how I was eating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she asked me while I got there and she was still preparing, and she's like, do you want spinach or do you want green beans? And I said, well, I'm okay with both, but if you ask me what I prefer, I'll take spinach all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she put the food out, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, so she's watching how I ate. And okay, so I ate my mashed potatoes first, then I had my spinach, and then I had my chicken. And she's like, why do you eat that way? I said, because your body's going to digest the food. It's going to digest the food. Your carbohydrates, they start in your mouth with chewing, and they finish in your small intestine. So they don't need to sit in your stomach. Your proteins, though, get broken down in the stomach. So I eat my simple carbohydrates first, because those will go right into the system and supply the body with energy. I eat the complex carbohydrates second, which in this case was the steamed spinach, okay, because those require a little bit more digestion to break down and absorb the nutrition. And then the third thing I had was the chicken breast. And she's just like, I can't believe after all these years you taught me something again. She says, I never thought of it that way. And I'm like, yeah. The only reason why we combine our foods the way that we do is because people throw potluck together with anything that they had left over back in medieval times. Why? Because food wasn't necessarily readily available all the time. And food wasn't always fresh. So guess what? Whatever you had in your pantry, okay, you would throw together and you would make a meal. And so first thing we do when we go to a restaurant is they give us water, cold water, shuts your stomach off. Then they bring you bread, okay, which is basically an essential wasted carbohydrate, okay? But what's that stimulate your hunger mechanism? Good. Then they bring out your appetizer, or they bring out your plate of food, and your plate of food has all three food groups in it. And you just kind of throw it all together and you eat it all together. And it's like, okay, why do we have so much indigestion in this country? Well, because we don't eat our food in the proper order. We just simply ate the food in the proper order, then you wouldn't get the indigestion. But when you combine your proteins with your carbohydrate and you don't have enough stomach acid to break down your proteins, the carbohydrates mixed with the proteins are going to ferment. You're going to get acids of fermentation, which is going to create heartburn. And then your medical doctor is going to want to give you an antacid to shut off the acid production in your stomach, which means you don't digest your food properly, and you don't have an acidic environment to absorb calcium. And now you get osteoporosis. Now you get immune system deficiencies. Now you get muscle cramps. You get muscle weakness. Now your brain doesn't work the way that it's supposed to. You feel fatigued. You feel a general sense of lethargy. Who in this country has any of those?
Millions of people.
Everybody.
I mean, it's okay. Just millions of people.
And it's as simple as just eating in a particular order and getting quality water on a regular basis, not the marketed water, not the purified water, the filtered water, the vitamin water, the flavored water, the colored water, whatever it is that they're promoting to you, but just basic out of the ground water that God intended for all of us. Artesian well water, mineral water, and spring water.
It seemed to me that I recall you saying in one of the conversations we had about water some time ago, is that the different waters will have different elements depending on where they're from. And if it's your environment, there are certain things that will help your immune system.
Yeah, all the microbes that are in your area. You know, we talk about this flu that's coming over from China.
Right.
Okay, and don't go to China because you may get that flu and then don't bring it back to the States. But guess what? It became a world, quote, I'm not going to call it an epidemic because I don't like to create fear-based mentality. Okay, but okay, so if you always stay local and you drink the water that comes out of the ground any pathogen that's in the environment is going to find its way into the water, and then you get a homeopathic dosage to stimulate your immune system to be able to develop a natural response to whatever the pathogens are in your environment.
What is a homeopathic? I don't understand the
homeopathy
idea.
Mm-hmm. Works on a dilution that the energy frequency that represents a pathogen is what you have the body take. So Hahnemann, who was the founder of homeopathy, mm-hmm. the law was like cures like. So you take a small, infinitesimal ingredient that's harmful to the body, and you give that really, really, really small, diluted, infinitesimal piece of something that's harmful to the body, and the body now develops a solution to it so that in larger dosages, it's not going to affect you anymore.
Is this like when we tell the little children to, you know, they play in the dirt and they get all that stuff in their mouth?
That's exactly what it is.
They're building their immune systems.
They're actually creating their immunity to whatever's out there.
So immunity is actually a process of having the very thing that would make you ill, but in a small enough dosage that your body begins to build its defense mechanisms so that if there's enough of it to create a disease, you can fight that disease off.
Right. That's what's part of, quote, the acquired immunity.
Uh-huh.
By exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, you want your kids to go, quote, play in the dirt so that they get exposed and they develop a nice, strong, well-rounded immune system that allows them to not have to get external sources like vaccines, et cetera.
But we're living in a culture where what's happening now is we're trying to sanitize everything. We want hand sanitizers, right. And we're trying to get rid of any microbes and right. anything out there that could cause potentially disease. But isn't that going to make us the bubble boy?
You know what the precursor to that was? Was MRSA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, why did MRSA develop as a mutation as a result of the overutilization of antibiotics? It developed an antibiotic resistance. Okay. It became a super bug, you know, it took mm-hmm. its steroids, went to the gym, worked out a lot, got really big and strong, and so now we don't have a solution for it. And so the mentality is, in an effort to push people towards being dependent upon the medical system, mm-hmm. okay, is to throw things out in the news that are there to scare people and to push them in the direction that the powers that be want society to go in. But at the end of the day, I feel, okay, my perspective, what I've lived as my truth, what I've seen in my practice base, is the fact that when you intentionally put into the system a chemical that's man-made, that doesn't belong, that should never actually get into the system, if you artificially inject that into the body, behind the immune system, you're creating a problem that you're not going to know how to solve. Okay, and that's why we have some of these things that have developed over time that, you know, like we don't have a, you know, I saw a TV show the other day that was from a few years back that was about Ebola, okay,
mm-hmm.
and how scary that is. Why? Because we don't necessarily have a solution to it, okay? Well, there's other things that we don't have a solution to, okay? I'll give you a very simple example that's promoted every day in this country, okay? There's a blood thinner called Eliquis,
mm-hmm.
and they give it to anybody who has a thing called atrial fibrillation, a neurological condition of the heart as a result of a B vitamin deficiency. There, we just solved that problem, but they put them on Eliquis to thin their blood. You know what the problem is with the new Eliquis?
No.
If you start to have hemorrhaging and bleeding as a result of them thinning the blood too much,
mm-hmm.
they do not have a solution.
To stop the bleeding?
To stop the bleeding. Heparin, they have a solution. Eliquis, there is no solution.
Oh, why? I mean, I...
They just don't have an ability to have a remedy that negates the effect of the Eliquis of thinning the blood to the point of bleeding. And that's why if you're put on that, they want to monitor it regularly. Why? Because they need to make sure that they're not going to kill you and cause you to bleed. But who are they giving that medication to? Primarily, they're giving it to the elderly population.
People who are weakened immune systems.
Yeah, they have weakened immune systems. They have poor digestive systems. I mean, we're talking about you are what you eat.
Right.
And why disease grows as you get older.
Right.
Well, because you become weaker and weaker and weaker. So they put this artificial chemical suppressor in you that's going to help to thin your blood to the point where you get a medically induced hemophilia to where you may bump into a piece of furniture and create the bruising underneath your skin. And
it doesn't stop.
It never stops bleeding. ridiculous.
It's chilling.
Okay.
I mean, these are all things that are approved of by the Food and Drug Administration.
Right. The Food and Drug Administration, that's the sister. I mean, we got into that because we started talking about the EPA or the Environmental Protection
right.
Agency.
These are all government agencies.
Well, what is it that we're doing as a result of all these protections, and what's it doing to the health and longevity of our population?
Well, you know, what we're talking about is just because the FDA or the EPA or anybody is telling you that it's safe to eat or safe to consume or safe to be in the water or whatever, that doesn't necessarily make it true.
Right. And here's the funny thing, because, you know, we talked about you are what you eat. Here's a news flash that really isn't a news flash from my perspective, but I'm going to frame it in a way that's going to help appreciate more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All disease starts out as nutritional deficiency disease. So if you don't get enough nutrients, you are actually creating the foundational basis for disease to grow into your body. You know what the final stage of disease is?
Death, right?
Autoimmune disease. Before you get to be dead, your mm-hmm. body starts attacking itself. Mm-hmm. Now, back when I was a kid, there were maybe 3 autoimmune diseases. You know how many we have today?
I remember. I think there are over 100.
Over 160.
Wow.
160 different ways that your body can attack itself that's mm-hmm. been identified and classified as autoimmune disease, where the body attacks itself as a result of not getting enough of the proper ingredients so that you actually activate cells that start digesting the body.
Wow. I mean, we can maybe draw an analogy to help people understand, but if you were to sit there and say you had, you know, whether it's your car, because almost everybody has a car, and if you have no oil or you have dirty oil, you have oil that doesn't help lubricate the engine, eventually what's going to happen is it's going to break down.
Right.
And it's going to stop working. And now maybe it's a piston that doesn't work, or maybe it's the carburetor that doesn't work, or maybe it's some other component of the car that doesn't work. But now the car itself stops working.
Has no value. Right.
You can't drive it.
And you take it into your auto mechanic, and you realize you got to get a new engine. And according to commercials, that could be as, you know, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000. And it's
right.
like, okay, so that's a reason to buy the fear-based car insurance policy that's going to allow you never to have to spend any money, but it's going to cost you $200 or $300 a month. And I was like, because I looked into it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, I have a car that's almost 20 years old, and it's my favorite car in the world, and I take very, very good care of it. But what if something happens, okay? Because it's a high-end sports car, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. So I was like, well, so I called the company that does mm-hmm. one of these car shield type things or car mm-hmm. protection type mm-hmm. things or whatever. And I asked them, I said, so tell me how this works. And they're like, well, you're going to pay a monthly premium. And anytime it happens, you bring it to your mechanic and they just fix it and it doesn't cost you anything. And I'm like, okay, so what's the plan? Well, what kind of car do you have? So I told them what kind of car they had. They were like, oh, that's considered a high-end exotic car. And I'm like, okay, so what's that mean? And he says, well, then I have to go to a different computer screen because I have to look at, you know, you're not driving a Hyundai or, well, I do have a Hyundai, but we're not trying to insure that one. If we go to this upper-end echelon tier, okay, it's going to cost you this much a month. And I'm like, that's another house payment to protect me. Well, what if I don't have a problem this month? Then I just basically threw that money away. Well, what if I don't have a problem next month? Why? Because I'm taking good care of the car. I just don't want any surprises. When I bring it into my mechanic to get the oil changed, she's going to be like, you know what? We found that you got a problem in your throttle body, and that's in middle of the car kind of thing, and we got to take the whole thing apart. And in order to do that, it's going to be a $4,000 repair. Well, good. Make sure that never happens. You know, kind of thing. So it's interesting. And so what the whole purpose of what we do each week on this show, Mark, is we try to give people practical real life solutions to not ending up having a car broken down on the side of the street or not going to a doctor for a routine office visit and being told that you have a life ending disease that we just found today.
Which couldn't have just started today.
No, here's the truth of it. In order to have full blown disease, you've had a disease process growing within you
for some time.
For more than 27 years. for more than 27 years. When it finally is diagnosed, you've had that problem for more than 27 years. And here's the truth of it. All disease is nutritional deficiency disease, and all disease ultimately ends up with the body eating itself. It's like you see an animal on the side of the road, okay, that's been hit by a car and it's dead. What happens over time?
Well, the crows eat it.
Yeah, it gets digested. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing happens to the body. The body will digest itself when it gets to a point where there's no point in trying to save this body. We're just going to eat it alive. That's what autoimmune disease is, and that's the final stop. The alternative to autoimmune disease is another disease where there's abnormal cells eating away at the body. You know what that's called, right? Cancer. Mm-hmm. So either way, you get cell mutation. Autoimmune disease is cell mutation where the cells attack the body. Cancer is cell mutation where the cells also attack the body. And those are the final stop on the train of letting disease run rampant because you don't do something to prevent it.
Well, this leads us into, I think, what we need to talk about in the second segment of our show. But before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. But when we get back, I want to get into the conversation about what it is you need to do in order to be able to preserve your health and never have those outcomes.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. The best way to get a hold of me would be to come into the office where it's Suite 404 of Building 400. That's where you get to have a face-to-face with me. If you don't want to have a face-to-face with me until you've spoken to me, the best way to speak to me would be call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering the phone. If you want to text me, please don't text that number because it does not receive texts. It's only a phone. But you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns you have regarding your health. And today, Mark and I are talking about you are what you eat. And we covered a lot in that first segment, and we went off on a couple of tangents. But I felt the information was important for the topic that we're having today.
I think so, because, I mean, we really got a pretty good understanding of what's not working in your diet. But now I'd like to focus and turn this conversation around to see what are the different types of foods that you can eat to improve your health.
Well, in the perfect world, you would eat the foods that God created for us in the Garden of Eden. You would eat foods that grow out of the ground or off a vine, in a shell, have to peel it, eat it straight the way that it is. However nature produces it, whatever's the closest source to nature, that's ideally what you want to eat. You want to eat it. You know, I have in front of me, what am I holding, Mark?
There's a little banana.
There's a banana in front of me. And guess what? It comes in its own preformed package. This is what the size of the serving is. And it's not 100% ripe. My wife would want this to be much more brown. But, you know, this is what showed up. And we've talked about this before when they harvest the bananas and how long it takes to get there. And believe it or not, this is one of the... the organic bananas because it has the 5 code as opposed to the 4 code.
We talked about that.
Which indicates not being organic. And so, you know, it comes in its already preformed package. You have little clementines. They're in their own preformed package. You have apples. They're in their preformed package. Blueberries, they come in their own preformed package. But you don't want to eat a billion of them, you know. Why? Because then you're overwhelming your system. So you want to try to eat in moderation based upon the size of how nature produces it, not how man has artificially rendered it to be a serving size based on what man thinks you want to do. Why? Because that's sponsoring big business. And big business doesn't necessarily have the best interest at heart of the consumer. They have the best interest at heart of the big business.
Sure. I mean, when you look at foods like what we're just talking about, those are all foods. And I know people have raw food diets.
They do.
Is that a healthy way to go? Or, you know, we're used to cooking our food. I mean, we've been doing that for thousands of years.
We've been doing that for quite a long time. It's interesting. I just had a patient come back from India. And I told her before she went to India, you're going to have one of two experiences. You're going to feel overcrowded, which she came back and she said, it's unbelievable how many people are in India. Mm-hmm. We have so much space to spread out here. They are absolutely overcrowded there. And, you know, the way things gone on in the different parts of the country that she went to. But she had both experiences that I told her that she was going to have. She was happy that she went, but now that she's gone, she doesn't ever have a reason to go back. She went for a friend's wedding. But she also extended it, so her and her partner hung out for an additional 10 days. And you know, our environment plays a strong role in what's what. And what we've done as a society, we've allowed for the genetic modification of our food, the things called GMOs, and we've allowed for the pesticides to be put onto our foods and get into the water table and interfere with the, you know, we're exposed to 86,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis, and the FDA regulates less than 20,000 of them. And so we get too many toxins, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, what do we need to do that? Eat real food. Eat food that nature produces.
Will that get rid of the toxins that you're ingesting?
It will if you enhance that with various potential herbs or other food supplements that enhance the functioning of the body.
I mean, the problem is you don't know that you're eating something that's not giving you what you need immediately. As you just said, it was like a 27-year process for the disease to become manifest in your body.
Right.
So you have a long time before you notice that something's wrong.
Exactly. I mean, they have found evidence of heart disease on autopsy in children under the age of 1.
Wow.
Evidence of heart disease.
Wow.
Which means that, guess what? By the time they're 1 years old, they're already growing
heart
disease.
They're on the path. Yeah.
It's not going to manifest, you know, heart disease, you know, used to take 60 years in order to end up happening.
No, we have heart attacks in the
30s. Now we have heart attacks in our late 20s, in 20s early 30s. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so it doesn't take as long. Why? Because the quality of the ingredients that we're putting into the system don't support the system. So the system is going to fail sooner rather than later. And it's the instant obsolescence that we have, the Walmart mentality that we have. You know, you go to Walmart, you can find what you want. It doesn't cost you a lot, but it's not a high quality. But you're okay. Why? Because it didn't cost you that much. It got you through the crisis. And if it breaks and you really need it, guess what? You go back to Walmart and get another one for only a couple of bucks. Why? Because that's the level of quality that we have. We have that mentality. We have the fast food mentality. We have the mentality that says that, you know what, we don't necessarily need high quality ingredients unless you're willing to pay for them. But since everybody has financial considerations in everything that we do, because that's the level that we have in our current society, instead of, you know, the golden rule of do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. No, it's like, how can I take advantage of others before they take advantage of me? And I better save for a rainy day. And I had a patient in my office yesterday that was telling me that her child is now pair bonded with another person, and they've stockpiled in the basement all these supplies. They've got these freeze-dried meals that will last for 400 days. And I'm thinking, okay, it's not... If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's okay to plan, but you're planning for an apocalypse. Okay, is that the most rational thing to be planning for? spend your money any way you want. But at the end of the day, if you spent a whole bunch of money to prepare for an apocalypse and you don't have enough money to pay your electric bill, there's a little bit of a problem there, you know?
Probably so. Is, yeah. So you don't necessarily have to eat raw food because we have been cooking. And now we have a lot of, sometimes it's hard to get fresh ingredients. So what about eating frozen foods?
Frozen foods are, what they do with frozen food is it's picked fresh and then they freeze it. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of time for it to denature. And frozen foods are acceptable if you quote, thaw them appropriately.
What does that mean?
If you thaw them in a microwave, then mm-hmm. you're irradiating that food and you're going to denature the genetic material and you're going to create less than fresh, less than ideal food for the body, and you could create problems. So my thought is if you're going to thaw something out, do what my wife does, okay? She puts it out in the morning on the counter, and then it's kind of thawed out enough so that we can cook it come dinner time.
So you said that a microwave will irradiate your food?
Yeah, microwave, what happens with the radiation associated with microwave ovens, and it gets down to the water molecules within the mm-hmm. the food itself, and it causes those to heat and vibrate, and it alters some of the genetic material.
Wow. So, I mean, I don't use a microwave myself.
Right, because you're smart enough not to.
I just don't. Yeah. So are there specific foods that you can eat for general well-being?
Absolutely. Again, you want to eat fresh foods. You want to eat foods that nature makes, and you want to eat a wide variety, okay? Spinach is a great ingredient, okay? It's got both mm-hmm. fiber, it's got iron, it's got calcium, it's mm-hmm. got some of the other trace minerals. You know, broccoli is good. Just don't eat it raw because it's got an enzyme on it that will hinder the digestion that causes the gas and the bloating. So if you're eating raw broccoli, you're probably going to create some indigestion associated with it. Pretty much all your vegetables, okay,
mm-hmm.
eat as many of those as you want. Okay,
fruits, no limits.
Huh? No limits. Fruits you want to eat by themselves.
Why is that?
Because the sugar gets processed differently than a vegetable.
Uh-huh.
Sugar does.
Okay.
Your meats,
mm-hmm.
as long as they're real meats, you want to get free range, you know, grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your cow. You can have your, you know, venison. You can have sheep. You can have pork. You can have any turkey, chicken. You can have all of those things. Eggs are fine.
Really? So they're not you're not at risk for heart disease from eating too many eggs?
I hope not, because I have 3 eggs every day for breakfast, and I have had 3 eggs a day for breakfast for, I don't know, the last 30 years. You know, it's not, I don't have any issues with my cholesterol, and I eat lots of eggs, so no. But the protein that's in eggs is the protein that the body needs in order to repair and rebuild itself, and so... yeah, eggs are fine.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. I mean, because people talk about, you know, you're talking about cholesterol, and people have a buildup of plaque in the arteries. And are there things
that has to do with carbohydrates and refined carbohydrates that cause inflammation, that cause scorching of the insides of the arteries, and then the body lays down this plaster, waxy substance called cholesterol in an effort to repair the damage that's being caused by the processed food.
So it's not the cholesterol that you eat that causes cholesterol in your body?
No, the cholesterol you eat gets fully broken down into its free fatty acid form, and then it gets transported to the liver, where the liver takes those free fatty acid building blocks and determines, well, what does the body need, and then it manufactures what it needs. If it needs to have a waxy repair plaster of Paris to shore up the holes that are in the arteries from eating all the processed crap food, then that's why your cholesterol goes up. But the reason why you get high cholesterol is because you're eating fake food.
Uh-huh.
Eat real food, you won't have elevated cholesterol levels.
Wow.
Eat the man-made processed food and watch your cholesterol levels rise.
Well, that's I want to break there, because I think that's something that people should really consider. The fact is that if you're eating properly, if you're eating fresh ingredients, if you're not eating a lot of sugars and a lot of refined carbohydrates and processed food, you probably won't have some of the critical health problems that people are plagued by today.
Correct. And that's, you know, that's what everybody needs to understand. And my hope is that this is coming through in our show. And if it's not, by all means, please call me and let's have a conversation so that I can give you the clear understanding that you need for your specific situation. So we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. Please listen to the commercial and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you don't stop in to see me, the next best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone, but if you do want to do that kind of mentality, you can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. And today, Mark and I were talking about you are what you eat. We've covered a lot of information, but we want to get into some solutions.
Well, yeah, I want to continue to go down the solution path. I mean, we're talking about eating food, and there's so much that's been happening to the food that it's difficult to necessarily get everything that you need from just eating. So you might want to be able to supplement your diet. So would it be helpful to take a daily multivitamin?
It depends. If you take a multivitamin that's made from real food and not a bunch of chemical isolates, then the easiest way to figure out if it's real or not, don't look at the front label that says made from real food. Turn it over and look at what the content of the ingredients are as far as that label that shows the recommended daily allowances. If the recommended daily allowances are up in the hundreds or even thousands of percents or even tens of thousands percents of what the recommended daily allowance is, then I don't care that they say natural ingredients. It's all chemical synthetics. You don't want to take that because that's going to leach minerals out of your body and it's going to create other imbalances by taking these high potency nutritional vitamins or multivitamin or whatever.
So I mean, it doesn't make any logical sense to take more than 100% of what you need. But there's another complex problem to that, which is what you're saying, which is that if you have 10,000% of what you need of this particular isolate, but in order for that isolate to work, it needs the other things in combination with it, or as you're saying, it's going to leach things out of your body.
Leach it out of your body in an effort to put it in the format so that you can process those mega dosages of chemical isolates so mm-hmm. that it's in a form that the body can actually process it. Or it's just going to let it pass straight through and you're going to get no value out of it whatsoever. But in the process of doing that, it's going to be leaching, it's going to be stealing, robbing from your storage houses and create more deficiency diseases. So taking mega dosage vitamins, your one-a-days, the Centrums, okay, taking those kinds of brands which have mega dosages, the mentality in our country is if a little is good, more is better. And in this case, more is definitely not better. More is actually harmful.
So there are supplements that you can take, but you're saying that they need to be real food supplements. Why real food supplements?
That's a funny question to me, Mark. Why real food supplements? Because you want to replace the real food with other real food. And if the manufacturer takes specific ingredients that are going to spoil over time, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason why we bleach flour in this country, which is still illegal since 1908, but the reason why we bleach flour in this country is because if you leave the ingredients that actually have the nutrition in it, mm-hmm. then the flour goes rancid and it doesn't taste good. So they cleave off the part of the ingredient that's going to spoil so that it won't spoil. Then they add some artificial ingredients, some B vitamins and some iron to the flour itself in an effort to give it any kind of nutritional value. But it's all sugar, which scorches the inside of your arteries and leads to heart disease and arterial sclerosis and all of those things simply by eating something that's flour-based that's been stripped of all of its nutrition. So we want to take whole food supplements to do what? Replace the ingredients that they've taken out.
So because there are so many ingredients that have been taken out and because it's so difficult to get all the nutrition that you need simply by eating fresh foods and whole foods, even for you, right?
That
you eat as well as anybody I know, and yet you also take supplements.
I take a boatload of supplements, Mark.
And do you?
This is the thing that the average person doesn't understand. And every once in a while, I have a patient challenge me because I'm recommending three or four supplements for them in an effort to get them out of crisis. And they're like, well, that's a lot. And I'm like, it fits in the palm of your hand. It's smaller than a tablespoon. You'll eat a slice of pizza, but you're going to say that a spoonful of vitamins of real nutrition is too much for you to take. Or I don't like taking pills. Well, I don't like taking pills either. But at the end of the day, my supplement regime, okay, I take 17 supplements.
17?
Every meal.
Wow.
Every meal. And I eat three times a day. I take 17 different supplements every meal. And people say, well, why would you need to take all that? You look pretty healthy. Yeah, that's why I look pretty healthy, because those are the ingredients that my body has indicated I would be deficient in, even if I'm eating the quality food that I eat.
That's pretty remarkable.
Because there's still going to be holes in whatever it is that they're manufacturing for us. Yes, this is an organic banana. I make sure that I pay the extra for the organic banana. But guess what? This was picked probably 2 months ago. And it's still what color, Mark?
Green.
It's still got some green to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's still not 100% ripe. I put this banana out Sunday, and today's Saturday, and it's still got a little tinge of green to it. So mm-hmm. It's like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So you're taking all these supplements. Do those supplements change? I mean, or do you always? Is it always the same regime?
No, I have an evaluation of me every 3 months. One, to make sure that the regime I was put on for 3 months got rid of the problem or got mm-hmm. rid of the foundational problem to develop, because I don't mm-hmm. have any problems, okay? Your body tests really, really good now. This organ tests a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Well, good. What's the maintenance dose to maintain that 10 out of 10? Let's move on to the next organ associated with this yearly cycle of mm-hmm. what it means to restore health. Okay, good. So if we're doing kidney last month and we're doing bladder this month, okay, next month's going to be liver. Good. Make sure that I have my liver ingredients so that I can, by the time the liver energy is ended, I've restored full balance to my liver meridian. And then we'll move on to the gallbladder, and then we'll move on to the small intestine, and then the heart, and then the endocrine organs, spleen, pancreas, lungs, large intestine, and then we'll start over again. And by doing that throughout the year and maintaining the highest level of function that I can, I'm not worried about disease because mm-hmm. I'm not growing it.
Right. So, I mean, this is a practical approach, and it's, again, it goes back to what the foundation of everything that you talk about, which is about being proactive with your health. It's about the prevention process as opposed to the
crisis intervention.
The intervention process.
Right.
Exactly. But for a lot of people, a lot of listeners out there who listen to the show and are tuning in or maybe questioning their own health practices and maybe some of the things that they're contending with, they may not be in as good a health as you are and be able to just
not.
Do that. So what's the process of getting back into health?
You know, it's what I said to a patient this morning. I don't want you to jump in the deep end of the pool. I want you to get in the pool and start moving your way as you get comfortable out towards the deep end. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is start having a conversation. Maybe a start for you is just saying, you know what, I need to do something. I'm not sure where to. Weird guy on the radio. Let me call him because he seems like he's approachable. He actually gives us his cell phone number. So let me call his cell phone number. Let me have a conversation with him. You're not obligated to anything by calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want you to at least start. Open the box and get a sense of, well, that smells good. Let me see what's in there. Let me put my hand in. No, it's dark in there. Let me take some of it out. And it's like, okay, so, you know, I just want you to get involved. Get involved in being interested in yourself and interested in your health. And as long as you're interested, you know how I know someone's interested? They ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I know you as a listener have questions. I want to give you the answers you need that will lead you to your next questions, which will give you more empowerment, which will put you more in the driver's seat of your health as opposed to being a passenger in your health. So, Mark, I really appreciate your questions. I hope the listener did too. If there's other questions, please get a hold of me. So tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.